Stephen Maney and Greg, just a couple of issues. Firstly, the charges were obviously lodged at 5 minutes to midnight, starting in June 25. I presume you're the man to knock them over, because they are still green. The company's obviously collapsed before the six-month period has elapsed. How does that work with you and us? Like, you've got your initial 300,000 out of the receivers or out of the syndicate. So they're paying you, yet there's clearly a potential action to knock over the charge and to bring all the unsecured creditors, the note holders, into a better position relative to the secured holders. So what are you doing? I mean, I would have thought the urgent priority here is to knock over the charge. So as the administrator, what are you doing about that? Are you going full steam ahead? And how does it work with the fact that your firm down at Orco is actually representing the banks? So you've got Ferriers appointed by the banks to look after Orco, yet up here, you're on the other side of the deal with McGrath-Nickel and you're representing us unsecured. So can deal with those two issues, thanks.
Sure. Well, in respect to the bank's charges, we're aware of all the allegations and all of the issues surrounding those charges, and there certainly is an issue for our investigations to undertake investigations into those charges and to explore whether or not those charges are void. What you must understand, that those charges are only void as against a liquidator. And so it's only in certain circumstances where a liquidator is appointed and then ultimately then further proof is to be obtained vis-a-vis whether or not the company or the group is in fact insolvent at the time. So, you know, there are a couple of requirements there. So it's not the charges aren't void as we speak, voidable as against a liquidator. In respect of the way Orco and the fact that McGrath-Nickel are the administrators in Orco and Ferriers are the receivers in Orco, I didn't have any role or involvement in the way in which you know, the firms were appointed or the reasons why the firms were appointed or the background. So the banking syndicate and the boards in those circumstances made their own decisions as to who they were appointed.